Om Shanti. 28th January 2019, Monday. Today's blessing. May you constantly be an embodiment of success by serving with the balance of both head and heart. Many times children simply use their heads, but when you serve using both your heads and your hearts, you will become embodiments of success in service. Those who serve with their heads have the remembrance of the Father in their heads for a short time. They think, yes, Baba is the one who is making me do everything. However, after some time, that same consciousness of I will emerge. Those who serve with their hearts always have the remembrance of Baba merged in their hearts, and they definitely receive the fruits of serving with their hearts. If you have the balance of the two, then you will always have success. So there are two things, head, and second, heart. So Baba is saying, there are many who just use heads. They are brainy, intellectual, logician, knowledgeful, but the remembrance of Father remains in them for a short time. At one moment they would say Baba is doing everything, but at the moment the consciousness of I will emerge. This God consciousness will turn into I consciousness with head. And there are others who serve with their head, hearts. And those who serve with their hearts, they will have also remembrance of Baba. But this remembrance will stay with them for a long time. And they definitely receive the fruit of serving through the heart. So there are one group of intelligentsia, that is heads or brains or logic or reasons. And there is another group which are hearts, feelings, emotions, love. So these are the two groups. And the third group is head plus heart, both together. So, if you have the balance of the two, then you will always have success. So we can divide this institution, organization, this Brahmin family, this yajna, this sacrificial fire, into two groups. There are few who are very intelligent, and there are few who are very much hearty, very much full of emotions. So there are two groups. One is philosophers, another are mystics. So these people are mystics. They are full of emotions, they are full of love, they are full of feelings. They might be unlettered, uneducated, but they are full of love. And this group is a philosopher group. They are very intelligent. They have reasoning power. They can go into the depth of anything. But then as regards the remembrance of the Father, this group gains the upper hand because they are about love. This is all about reason. So reasons and love. And there is one group which is a combination of both. They are intellectual also, and they are full of, they are mystics also. They are philosophers on one side, on other side, they are God's lovers. So this is a very rare combination you get. of brain and heart. So Baba says, when you have this combination, success will garland you. When you have only heads, remembrance will stay. But then after some time, remembrance of Baba or Baba consciousness would get replaced by I consciousness. Because I am intelligent, I know things better than anybody else. I can do this, I can do that. This I thing will come. And the ego will go up. And then even if you commit some mistake, that guilt consciousness will not come. Person is egoistic. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, if you commit some mistake, then what you should say? I am sorry. If you do some mistake, say, I am sorry. If some words come out of your mouth which should not have come, then you should say, I am sorry. In this family, Baba said, don't take law in your hand. One, don't give sorrow to anybody. Don't compete. Don't be jealous, hasad. Chugli, don't criticize. These are the few things to be followed in this family. There should be love like water, like milk and sugar, kheer khand. If you are like milk and sugar here, you will be milk and sugar there. So, hearts alone, heads alone do not achieve success. Because head means knowledge. Head means ego. Head means boss. Head means bossiness. Head means holier than thou. Head means I am superior, I am greater, I know more, you know less. Head means something, an air of superiority is around heads. So to be brainy, to be intellectual, to be brilliant, to be very sharp, shrewd, is a very good thing. But then that alone is not everything. What you need to have is hearts. Heart means feelings. Heart means emotions. Heart means love. Heart means unadulterated love. Heart means outpouring. Heart means absolute surrender. So when such unconditional surrender is there, that time the remembrance remains merged. There is no question of ego. Rather, you are thankful. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, you should be thankful to Baba that what he has given you. Only you can understand these things which Baba is telling, none else. Only you. So you should be very much thankful to him. So that sense of gratitude. This heads can become ingrate. Without gratitude, they can live their life. But mystics, hearts, their hearts are like devotees, full of emotions and feelings. So these are heads and these are hearts. And then when these two things are combined together in one person, then success will come. Dil, dimag, both things together, then success will come. There was a goldsmith, and he comes to one garden, and he comes to one place, and there was a Sufi saint probably, and that Sufi saint was singing and dancing and crying and shouting, and he was ecstatic in love of God. So there was a rapturous dance going on. That Sufi saint was dancing. And a philosopher comes and sees him. And he tells, why are you like this? Have you seen God? Do you know God? You do not know who is God, and why are you creating such a fuss for that unbeknown God? So that the philosopher asks, just tell me, what is love? Why you are so mad? This doesn't look like to be a sensible person to dance madly like this. Then he asks him, what is love? Tell me, what is love? So that Sufi saint says, I am reminded of one song, and he sings that song. And the meaning of the song was, there was a goldsmith who comes to meet his friend who is a gardener. And the goldsmith says, I want to know whether your flowers are true or false. So he brings with him a whetstone where you sharpen things. And he takes each flower and tries to sharpen that flower, crushes it and tries to sharpen to see if that flower is true or not true. So this philosophy saint says, when you ask me what is love, my stage is like that of that gardener, seeing his flowers getting crushed. So my stage is like that. When you are asking me such question, what will be the stage of that gardener who sees that his each and every flower, the other person is trying to test by crushing them? It is not by crushing that you are going to know whether the flower is true or false. It is the smell, it is the fragrance, it is the feeling. So, philosophers means only brains. And mystics, they are different people. If you look across the world, there were many philosophers who have tried to understand human mind, human philosophy, who have tried to become religious. For example, in India itself, India is a land where mystics were produced. With all this Meera and Chaitanya and so many of them. They were not very much brainy people, but they were all full of hearts. And if you see the Western philosophy, it's more about brains. They do not talk about hearts. They do not talk about feelings and emotions. If you see Roman Catholic saints, they are full of hearts. But then there are Western philosophers. They have tried to understand humankind or God just with the help of philosophy. And they turned into out and out pessimist because of that. Whether it is Bertrand Russell, or whether it is Friedrich Nietzsche, or whether it is Sigmund Freud, Karl Marx. So these people have tried to understand what is humankind. And the huge list of philosophers, Immanuel Kant, so these were all philosophers, deep thinker. They would think those things which normal humankind cannot. But then they ended up somewhere in frustration. What they propounded became philosophy. They couldn't bring about change in the lives of human being. And persons change only with heart. When there is a hearty touch, that time only the person change. So these are the two groups here also. One group, just thinking. Another group, just loving. All the illiterate mothers of this yajna come under this category of just loving. They don't know. If you ask, go to the dining and ask any mother, tell how many births are there in Copperidge. I am not sure if they are able to tell, if they would be able to tell. How many births a soul takes in Copperidge? Probably they may not be able to tell. But their remembrance is intact. 2 days back in one Murli, it had come. There was a child and who brought the calculation of births from Copperage. And Baba said, you need not to go into detail of this, and this is waste of time. And this is waste of time. In that time, if he would have remembered Baba, he would have earned. So, it's not about becoming too much intellectual. Because being intellectual sometimes make you egoistic. So it's best to be a person full of feelings and emotions and hearts. And when there is a combination of two, it is best. Which is a very rare thing. But you can find such thing in such souls, some souls who are extremely intelligent and at the same time extremely humble and God-loving people. So this is today's blessing. So what do we do from this? So Baba is saying, many times children simply use their heads. But when you serve using both your heads and your hearts, you will become embodiment of success. So this thing is very much required in service also. Both things, hearts and brains, mind. Those who serve with their heads have the remembrance of the Father in their heads for a short time. They think, yes, Baba is the one who is making me move, making me do everything. However, after some time, the same consciousness of I emerges. And those who serve with their hearts always have the remembrance of Baba merged in their hearts, and they definitely receive the fruit of serving with the hearts. And when you have balance of the two, then you always have success. So the most important thing is balance. Rather than praising any one of those two, most important thing is balance. So Baba has always taught us balance. What are the balances in Brahmin life which are needed? What are the different types of balance? Laukik and alaukik. Then, what sort of type of balance are needed in Brahmin life? Nikhileshwai. What are the types of balances which are needed? Gyan and Yoga. Then? Remembrance and Seva. Then? Balance. We have discussed this long back. Different types of balances. First is physical. In physical, there are food, sleep and exercise. These are the three things in physical. Food, you should take in, not overeating or undereating. Sleep, too much sleeping, not sleeping at all. Exercise, too much exercising, all the time after exercise, trying to become gymnast or bodybuilder here. It's not needed. So these are the three balances in physical. And then there are mental balances, two of them. One is bhavana and vivek, balance of feelings and wisdom, and second, master and child. What time you should become master and what time you should become child? If there is a meeting, you can suggest what you feel as a master, but when a decision is taken by the seniors, then you should be a child and accept it. So these are the two balances in mental balances. And then there are spiritual balances. One is love and law. Love and law. Balance of love and law. You should be loveful, but at the same time lawful also. It's not that to give sorrow, happiness to somebody, you break law. Somebody is saying, come, let's go and have party outside. You meet your old friend. And he was your friend, you were not in Gyan that time. Now you have come in Gyan, but he is the same. And suddenly he meets you. And he says, let's go and have fun in some restaurant and eat outside. So you will feel, oh, I must give happiness to him. But then you are breaking the law. So love and law. Second is love and power. Love and power. You should be loveful, but at the same time, powerful also. And third, loving and detached. Nyara, pyara. This is a balance you have to keep in this Brahmin life. You cannot become too much loving and you forget to become detached. Because when you forget to become detached, you will become sorrowful. So these are the three: love law, love power, loving and detached. Then karma and yoga. When you are doing karma, yoga should be included in that. Not too much seva and not too much yoga. Balance. And there is a jnana and yoga. These are the two. And then swastiti and seva. Your original stage and service. It's not that you are so much into service that the stage is gone. Balance of swastiti and seva. And there is sadhana and sadhana. There is a balance between your spiritual efforts and whatever spiritual facilities you get. So sadhana. And then there is a seriousness and entertainment. Ramnikta and gambhirta. You should be gambhir, you should be serious, and at the same time entertaining also. So there should be balance of this thing. And then laukik and alaukik. And then kathani and karni. What you speak and what you do. They should be well balanced. And then balance of simplicity and royalty. You should be simple, but at the same time, royal as well. It's not that one is so much royal that one forgets simplicity. So royalty should be there, but at the same time, simplicity. So these are some types of balances. You can think even more. These are few of them. But balance is a very beautiful word. And Baba often says, where there is a balance, there is blessing. And when there is a blessing, you become blissful. These are the three words Baba often uses. Balance, blessing, and blissful. So whenever there is a balance in life, you receive blessing. And whenever there is a blessing, your life becomes blissful. So balance is a most important thing. Don't go to extremes. Ati sarvatra varjate. Ati means extremes. Should be avoided in all situations. Whether it is a sleep, whether it is food, whether it is too much of yoga even. Forgetting service and only doing yoga, 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 yoga. That's why in today's Murli Baba has said a beautiful thing. Early morning wake up and do Vichar Sagar Manthan and do churning. Early morning you wake up and remember Father. So there are two things to be done in the morning hour. Not just remembrance, but churning as well. Why? Because the intellect is fresh in the morning hours. But it is a conception everywhere that morning is for doing yoga. It's not like that. Both things have to be done. Churning as well as yoga. Amritvela means two things. Remembrance and churning of knowledge. So Baba gave the example of Mumbai. Just as in Mumbai, people go and do walking in the morning hours. For males it is quite easy, Baba said. In the similar manner, you should go in ekant, in solitude, and do churning of knowledge. So remembrance should be there and churning should be there. Both things are needed in the morning hours. So most important word in Brahmin life is balance. Keep a balance of everything. The pendulum should be here in between. It should not go too much here and the head should not go too much on this side. But it has a tendency to go to extreme. Somebody will talk too much, but when he stops talking, he goes in silence. No talking. Somebody does lot of fasting, but when he breaks the fasting, he go to other extent. overeating. Sometimes brahmacharya pulls and sometimes abrahmacharya pulls. So one jumps from this side to that side. So this swinging of pendulum goes on. So pendulum should come in here, in between. That is what Brahmin life is. Balance is very important. It is those who walk on the string, on the rope. For them, there is a clapping. Not for those who walk on floor or land. Not rasta, but rassi. Not the road, but the rope where there is a clapping. Because there is balance. Om Shanti.